Hello, this is Martin Fitzgerald. Welcome to another World Cup special of the Shoot Treatment. Now, before we get into this, I'm going to get a little bit of self-promotion out of the way. I'm performing at Edinburgh from the 7th of August to the 29th of August. It's a spoken word show based on my book, The Umbrella Man and Other Stories. Do come along if you're in Edinburgh. Tickets are pretty cheap. It would be good to see you. And on that subject, I'm also doing some work in progress warm-up shows, which are only £3.
Wow.
Right. One of those is that was this week's guest wowing in the background. One of those is at Teddy's in Liverpool on the 23rd of July, starts at 7 o'clock, and one of them is in Nottingham at a pub called The Vat and Fiddle, which is next door to the HMRC in Nottingham. See what they've done with the title there? Vat and Fiddle. Both of those are just £3. So come along if you can. To find out all that kind of stuff, just follow me on Instagram or Blue Sky, 400 Blows. Anyway, sitting patiently in the background is this week's guest, Anfield Rap contributor, Jake Nolan. Jake, how are we?
I'm very well, mate. Yeah, excited for this. Thanks for having me. And also excited about £3 nights out. That doesn't really happen very often these days.
Can you get over that? I mean, it's like the price of a Freddo or something. It's like,
it's absolutely mental. But
I tell you what, there'll be no campaign about my ticket prices.
I want to hear a bit more about this show, to be honest with you. What's planned?
Well, it's it's 50 minutes. It's based on the book. I'm going to take people through the photography and the film of the JFK assassination, and I'm going to introduce you to some very strange characters and tell their stories. It's going to be good fun. So yeah, come along to Teddy's, £3. They've got a screen and they've got like a gold curtain behind me. It's a bit Phoenix Nights. I'm looking forward to it. Jake, have you been enjoying the World Cup?
Do you know what? I was a bit World Cup skeptic at the beginning, probably for a multitude of sort of moral reasons, and also because I have a 2-year-old, so I very rarely make it past about 9:30 now, mate. But I have to say, the last week or so has been fucking brilliant.
Oh my god, that 2-year-old comes in handy if you need waking up at 2 a.m.
Yeah, which did happen for the England Mexico game. I woke up at 9:30.
What a game!
It is, yeah. I almost felt patriotic, to be honest with you.
I know a lot of. I had a text exchange with Mike Bancoli the other day. He was saying that game sucked him in, and I don't blame him. That was the most intense England game since, I think, England-Argentina, France 98. It just had everything.